Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Think about Jesus who said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest, weary and burdened. Learn from me." Well, what do we learn? We learn from someone who just handed his life to his Father. He said, "I'm not here to do my will, I'm here to do his will." And I pray to him, I look to him, I believe him, I trust him, and I just do what he shows me to do. It's real complicated. And so there's a rest in that. And God wants his people to have a place of confidence and rest. Are there issues? Sure. That's why he says, don't be anxious, but you know, in everything, bring the stuff to me. Put it in my lap. I'll handle it. You're okay. I still love you. Yeah, there are needs. There are situations. There's all kinds of stuff that looks like it's out of control. It's not. I'm here. I'm not someplace way off there where, oh, Jesus, come. I'm way down here. I'm in a bad place. Help me. Oh, come. Please come. He's right there to begin with. Wouldn't it be nice if we acknowledged that and just said, thank you, Lord, that you're right here. I'm going to enjoy the rest that you have purchased for me at the cross with the price of your blood. Praise God, my happiness doesn't come from circumstance and how people treat me and all the kinds of things. I'm just saying the same things over and over, I guess, but does anybody need any of this? I do. I need it. God wants us to have a rest. And so there's a process involved, and he is building. He is building. That means we don't stay in the same place. That means we are continually in the mode of looking to him to tell us what to do, show us how to do, empower us to do it. And then just look to him and trust him with the results and understand, okay, I'm not where I'm going to be one day, but I'm trusting in him, and that's what it's all about. I'm just looking to him, and he is with me in all this happening, and I'm trusting in him. But what a promise. I will build. He doesn't give us building plans and say, go do it. And he doesn't wave a magic wand and produce a building. Everything in our lives is a process that is happening and is unfolding as we live. And so all God wants to do is at any point in our lives is to say, Lord, I believe you. I'm surrendered to you. My life is in your hands. Do whatever you want to do. I want your will and not mine. The needs that you show me, help me to understand you're not doing it to be mad at me or condemn me. You're doing it because you love me, and this is the next thing you're wanting to do as you build. And so I just say, yes, Lord, I believe you. I'm trusting in you. I'm just walking with you, Lord. That's what it's all about. I just want to be in union with you every day and looking to you and finding rest in that relationship. So that's, of course, on a personal level. But the fact is, he said it's church, didn't he? There's something he's building that's not just a collection of individuals. It's building somebody together. Because the very nature of creation, of God's heart, God's purpose, has to do with relationships. And you could imagine, oh, if I could just get away from everybody. Go live in a cave, read my Bible, pray, sing. Oh, life would be good. That's not God's heart. God wants us to express his nature in relationships. And that's where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? When we learn how to humble ourselves and recognize that when there's a problem, generally speaking, we need to look in the mirror because it's not our job to fix everybody around us. It's our job to say, Lord, fix me. Help me to recognize whatever's going on and do my part to reflect your nature towards those that you have put together, because we're not just collected randomly, we're builded together, Paul says in Ephesians, at the end of Ephesians 2, I think. We're builded together. So why is he doing that? For a place for God to live. God's building himself a house. So he doesn't live in houses made with hands. He lives in hearts and people. But he also lives in a people who are one of one heart and one mind. We talked last week about the command, love one another. Where does that come from? It comes from his heart. God is seeking to reproduce his nature, because the very nature of the kingdom of God is being born into it. Not physically, but spiritually. There's a brand new life that is imparted into a heart, and that life is going to grow up to be just like its father. Each one of us has a place in a kingdom that lasts forever. Thank God. All right? Let's say you could go in a lot of places, and a lot of scriptures I thought about, and most of them I haven't even. That's all right. I just want to share whatever the Lord quickens as he quickens it. But I will build my church. Again, it's his, not ours. Everything about us belongs to him, and it's not for us, for our glory. Paul said, we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. That's our message. He is the one that needs to be always lifted up. Boy, if we can just do that, if we can just be a group of people who understand what's going on in the world, why we're here, what he looks for from us, and can be a people through whom he can live. My God, the light that there would be in this dark world. I'll tell you think God is unaware of what's going on in the world? You think it's out of his control somehow? Or is the Lord allowing people to choose? And when they choose to say no to his love, he's not forcing himself on anyone. But we're seeing the results of a world that is at war with him. I'll tell you, thank God we've got somebody who has already overcome. He's already got all the power that's necessary. There's not one thing he lacks. There's not one element of doubt about the outcome. And he is actually using the process to help work in me, because I need it. Okay? On this rock, I will build my church. And again, the church, as we've said, is not just a bunch of random individuals. It is something that he builds together I don't just belong to myself or belong to him. I do, but I belong to him because I belong to you. I belong to him in order that I might belong to you. But you belong to me too. I need the Christ that's in you. I need your prayers. I need your words of encouragement. I'm not soliciting here particularly. You understand what I'm saying? But I need the Christ that's in you, but everybody else needs the Christ that's in you too. You need the Christ that's in everybody else. And God is building us together. And right now, this is happening here. I wonder if we lose sight of the immediacy of this. This is a day-to-day process that God has called us to live out and to believe. And all that he is seeking to do we want him to do it? Do we ask him to do it? Do we believe him? Or do we listen to the voice of the enemy and say, well, that's not happening because... And when he does it, do we have the thankfulness that was mentioned earlier? I'll tell you, God is simply looking for a people who are simple enough just to believe him. Oh my God, how we complicate such simple things that God is seeking. But what an incredible principle that explains everything. What is this world about? I will build my church. You know, I was thinking about a scripture. One of the scriptures I thought about was in 1 Corinthians 15. I don't know that I'm going to turn over necessarily, but I'll refer to the fact that Paul writes there and he says, he must reign. He is Christ. He must reign until all enemies are under his feet. Well, that tells me that there are enemies right now that are doing their thing. You know, I was thinking this morning, there are a number of us here who can remember the 60s. Do you sense kind of the same spirit going on right now? This just angry rebellion, people just looking to, just the spirit of the enemy, just trying to tear down and foment division and hatred and confusion and fear. Well, we're seeing a repeat of it, and it ain't going to get better. God wants a people who are so connected to him that he can not only bring us through this, he can use it in the process of doing the building, and we can be a light in the midst of this crazy, dark world. And he's going to connect us one way or another with those that have his spirit on the inside. And I want a heart that's wide open to his leadership. He has promised to do this. It's not my job to build him a church, not yours. We have one job. Look to him and do what he says. And trust him with the power to do it. Praise God. But of course, he says in that process, in that passage that I just referred to, Paul says there's going to come a time when he will, after he's put all enemies under his feet, he's going to hand over something to the Father. What is it he's going to hand over? A kingdom. He is the ruler over a kingdom, and there is a kingdom that he is building that is going to be completely ready to hand over. Father, here it is. I did what you said. He is doing that now. Just as the Father was in him to provide the salvation in the first place, now he is in us doing all of this work. I don't want to just blunder through and somehow it's all going to happen. I want to be connected every day to the fact that he's here active right now doing his thing, and it's going to happen because he's the one doing it. He's got all authority in heaven and earth. That's the reason people can go out and proclaim a message like this. And wherever God reveals himself to a heart, if they will humble themselves and believe with all of their hearts in his saving power, absolutely, they become part of this whole thing that we're talking about. I will build my church. And he says, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. That sounds pretty good to me. I mean, no matter what the devil does, no matter what he's allowed to do in the world, he can't stop this. We've got brothers and sisters right now. It's things we said many times that are in difficult places. There's hardly a day goes by but what I don't read some news story about someplace in Africa. Nigeria is one of them.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.